Listener Production.
Good afternoon, it's Amy Ross with you. Unsafe and aggressive driving behaviours being targeted this fatality-free Friday after new data found a concerning rise in those habits on our roads. Russell White from the Road Safety Foundation says we can all change our attitudes.
Fatality-free Friday is really about showing the fact that every single road user has the power to reduce the road toll and that our choices have consequences and the keys to road safety are in our hands. So by choosing road safety every day, we can help wave in a fatality-free future.
Power bills across the Limestone Coast are set to rise by as much as 25% from July, with those on default offers set to be hit the hardest. More than 126,000 South Australian households and 14,000 businesses are impacted. Premier Peter Malinauskas explains how the Ukraine war is impacting prices.
Europe starts to do two things. They start to import gas from other countries, unlike ever before, and they start to use coal in a way that they haven't for a very long time. That drives the demand for gas and coal through the roof, which means the price goes through the roof.
And not too sure what the feral deer eradication program is all about? Well, the Limestone Coast Landscape Board will be hosting community info sessions on the 13th and 15th of June in both Penola and Kingston. Steve Bourne, General Manager of Limestone Coast Landscape Board, says community sessions next month will update residents on the growing program.
People probably get a surprise as to how far the deer are expanding and just the numbers that we've been removing. We've removed over 2,000 just this autumn.
Warrungal Park this weekend will play host to Sporting Clays Australia's 20th English Sporting National Championships. Put on by the Southeast Field and Game, it's the first national or international tournament held in the Southeast since 1994. A small field of sporting clay shooters will take on the 200-target event.